Do we censor our debates? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Jared Lee Loeffner's attack on Congresswoman Giffords and her constituents had the Tucson sheriff blaming political commentators for creating a poisonous atmosphere.
Allegedly credible people who get up and try to inflame the public, it's not without consequences.
We all remember those angry ads.
I can't stand by while these evils are perpetrated.
Gather your armies.
There was Sarah Palin's map with the crosshairs over targeted districts, but our language is shot through with weapons metaphors. Do we censor our political debates based on what might set off a mentally ill person? How would you even do that? Nobody can reliably predict who's going to erupt like this. The red flags are always in hindsight. Students and teachers now say they were terrified of Jared Loeffner, the crazy things he said in class, the way he kept walking in circles. But he wasn't violent. He had all his documents, so the cops couldn't touch him. Yeah, it would be nice if it was a little tougher for people like him to buy a gun. But that won't happen, so we all need to be prepared to play Secret Service, batting down the gun the way Patricia Mace did on Saturday. And as for the rhetoric, here's the rhetoric I wish would stop, not because it might set someone off, but because it's unfair. The rhetoric that slams politicians just for being politicians. I know we have bad ones, but we have good ones, too. They deserve at least as much respect as the troops get, because they, too, keep us free and at some risk. It takes courage to run and to serve. You lose your privacy, you risk your reputation, and yes, you put yourself in the crosshairs. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.